Good morning, everybody, and welcome. This is Lizzie and Justin, and we are turning towards life today, as usual, on Sunday. And we have a wonderful source chosen by Justin. If you are new with us, you will get to know that Justin and I alternate each week who chooses the source. So we wander into what is landing on our desks this week, or we go and look at our poetry books and our normal books and find things that are inspiring to bring here. And Justin, you brought this amazing poem by Denise Levertov this week called A Gift. And one of the other things, if you're new here as well, you might realize is that we don't generally pick sources that are easy. We pick ones that are confounding and we have to find a way in and see what emerges. So this is just as alive for us, Justin, isn't it, as everybody else listening, not knowing what's coming. And I think that's one of the things that keeps it so fresh for me is that we just are real and open and wondering each time. And I'm so grateful for that it's not some scripted something, but that it's alive and interesting each time and risky because we don't know whether we're going to understand it or not, or know what to say or anything. And again, this poem this week, Justin, I read it and I thought, I've got no idea. What is this? Like, where are we going to go with this? So I'm really excited to get into it with you, and I'm grateful to Denise by for being a person whose writing opens this realm for us.
Thanks, Lizzie. Hello, everybody. It's wonderful to be together. I'm feeling very glad to be doing this again, Lizzie, as I do every week, and very glad to be accompanied by other people. Thank you to all of you who are with us, who really also, I always hope, Lizzie, that everyone benefits enormously from being alongside us and having the conversation. I know you might be having conversations in your own mind or with other people you know, and being in along side us. And also, there's no doubt that having other people with us makes this possible. It's not separate. The sort of reciprocity of knowing that there's a community of people who benefit enough from and care enough about this conversation to be here with us is very meaningful. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hello, everybody. And before we dive in with this source, two things that are on my mind. One is, I've been saying for a few weeks that we in Third Space are gearing up for this coming year's year-long professional coaching course that we run. We always think professional coaching course is true, but not really the best name for it. It's a really deep dive into being a person and being of support to other people, and applications are open. And if you're at all interested, please head over to wearethirdspace.org and see what we're up to and have a look at that, because it's so many people who come on the program these days, Lizzie, as you know, come because they found their way through this conversation, was their first introduction to all the other things that we do. So it only opens once a year, which is why I'm saying it. And then the other thing to say is, please write to us. If you want to be in conversation with us, you can really easily email us, Justin or Lizzie or hello at turningtowards.life, or you can reach us on our Facebook group. And it's always really, really excellent to be in conversation with people, hear how you're experiencing this, and being able to respond. So our source for today is always in our Facebook group, and it's always in the podcast notes and on the turningtowards.life website. And Lizzie, this actually came to me because our very dear friend and colleague, Nina, read it on one of the sessions of our professional coaching course that we just had. Because it's seemed to us, well, I won't say what it seems to us until we've read it and we've talked about it. It's called A Gift, and it's by Denise Levertov. Just when you seem to yourself nothing but a flimsy web of questions, you are given the questions of others to hold in the emptiness of your hands. Songbird eggs that can still hatch if you keep them warm. Butterflies opening and closing themselves in your cupped palms, trusting you not to injure their scintillant fur, their dust. You are given the questions of others as if they were answers to all you ask. Yes, perhaps this gift is your answer.
Thank you. A Gift by Denise Levertov. Just when you seem to yourself nothing but a flimsy web of questions, you are given the questions of others to hold in the emptiness of your hands. Songbird eggs that can still hatch if you keep them warm. Butterflies opening and closing themselves in your cupped palms, trusting you not to injure their scintillant fur, their dust. You are given the questions of others as if they were answers to all you ask. Yes, perhaps this gift is your answer.
Funny, Lizzie, just hearing you read that for the first time in a long time in reading a source to start this conversation. I feel like there's nothing I want to say about it. Which is really interesting to notice. And I think it's because. Okay. So Denise Levertov is doing something really extraordinary in this for any of us who, in any ways, want to be of service to others. Because the two simplistic responses to meeting another human life are, I'm going to meet you, Lizzie, in the middle of all of your kerfuffles and difficulties and pains and longings and joys and all of that. And it seems to me that response one is being very eager to help, and so wanting to offer you answers to things, as if somehow I'm the one with the answers that you couldn't find. So that seems to me it's like response one. And very often, there are places where that helps. There are moments in life when that helps. There are practical things that we really can come alongside one another and help one another. But most of us, I think, pretty quickly find out how limited that is because any answer that I give you is really an answer for my own life. It may not well not be an answer for your life. And so answers have limited duration and limited helpfulness. So the second one, it seems to me, that we get into is, so if I'm not going to give answers, my job is to ask questions. So I just ask you lots of questions. And that, being genuinely curious about you, that's got its place too. But it's also limited. It's limited in all kinds of ways. And one of the ways in which it seems to me it's limited is the moment I ask you a question, I'm asking you a question that comes from my kind of curiosity towards you, which might or might not help. So I don't want to diminish giving answers or asking questions because they can both be incredibly helpful in their own way and they're really valuable. And it's good to learn to do them well. And I think that when we've spent some time realizing that answering on behalf of other people really has its limits, and there's only so far you can go without being disrespectful to the other person's life, and then we get into asking sincere questions. If we stay with that for a while, we find out that that has its limits too. And then here's Denise Levertov, and she says, own up to the fact, start to see that in our own lives, we very often feel nothing but a flimsy web of questions ourselves. Someone who really does not know what to do. And right at that moment, we're given the questions of others to hold in the emptiness of your hands. And it seems to me it's really important to start to see that there's something else that I'm trying to see if I can find a way into words, but I think Denise Levertov has done much better than I'm going to be able to do. That's the point of talking about this, to say something about what it is to meet the uncertainty of another person in this vast world with our own uncertainty, our own flimsiness, and then to come empty to one another, kind of absent of any kind of agenda of having to sort you out or sort myself out or have you be a particular way, but to come alongside one another in something that, if we pay attention, we find out more and more is a huge mystery. So How do we accompany one another into the mystery without trampling on one another? And it might involve giving answers, and it might involve asking questions, but it's also something much, much, much deeper than either of those.
Oh, I'm going to try and say what's happening as you're bringing this language, Justin. It's quite hard to get hold of for me. What I'm receiving from both Denise's words and what you're saying now is that as I hold your questions in my empty, flimsy question-filled hands of my own, in doing that, I'm bringing an implicit background of me to you, which is it's okay to be in the questions. Like me being here and saying, let's be in your questions together. Let me hold them with you and maybe answer them, maybe not answer them, maybe ask you more questions, as you say, but also maybe something different too. The most important thing about that to me is that someone's saying it's okay that you're in all these questions. This is what humanness is this flimsy web of questions with ultimately empty hands. That's what it is. And so when we can be with one another with that kind of straightforward, oh yeah, that's humanness right there. Flimsy questions or bold questions or whatever questions you're in. Firstly, it's an implicit validation of our humanness, that yes, that's what we're all like. That's the nature of being human. And secondly, it feels like the nature of a really beautiful connection. Like when you and I sit with these things and we maybe don't manage to answer them, but we dare to ask them. And then, as you say, be in the mystery of what that is. We're with one another, really genuinely. We're connected with one another. We're not defending ourselves. We're not promoting ourselves. We're not managing our image together. We're not making sure everything is just so. We're kind of flailing around gracefully like these beautiful scintillating butterflies. Being, it seems to be an invitation to being together, like really being together, not trying to fix something or solve something or get to the bottom of something, but floating around like butterflies together and wondering what the scintillatingness is together and trying to find language. You know, like we are now, like I don't think you and I right now in this conversation are nailing something down or doing this properly or being efficient or anything. We're flailing about gracefully like butterflies, wondering, like really genuinely wondering what this is, and doing our very best as well to somehow find language for the inner experience of reading Denise's words, which in a way is a set of multiple questions, certainly for me. When I read this, when you read it to me, all these questions fly up about what does this mean? What's happening? What can I feel? What's a songbird egg? What is a question even? Like the nature of this piece of Denise's work throws me into the space that I think she's talking about. And maybe this is what we're doing with each other here, Justin, as we might do with people that we work with and people would do with us, which is to step in and be in the realms, the unusual realms of humanness, the luxury realms of humanness, where we're not deciding anything other than to find the next word, the next step into an inquiry, into a wondering, with curiosity and openness. And this last line is really moving me now, Justin, which is, yes, perhaps this gift is your answer. The gift of questions themselves is the answer. Like I can really feel it in my tummy. Like, oh, the fact that I would be in a state where I was asking questions of my life is an answer in itself. It's not that I'm going to get an answer to the questions necessarily, although I might. But the question askingness of us is a huge big answer to what life might be.
Whilst you were talking, Lizzie, I was thinking about a little bit about, I should say it this way very deliberately, a part of me was thinking very deliberately about someone who's been a teacher to you and me, I know, who died in the last week, the Derek Scott, who taught us a lot about internal family systems that we often talk about. And Derek died in this last week, and he left a very he left some very beautiful writing at the end of his life, and a very beautiful video talking about approaching death and what it meant to him. Very generous. It feels good to be able to say his name, because he's been one of many, but a significant one, certainly for me. And the reason I was thinking about him is I was thinking about the questions that we can't answer, that don't bear an answer, like, what is it to really know that we're mortal? What is it to know that we're vulnerable? What is it to know our own courage and our own love? What is it to love? What is it to face endings? What is it to, I could go on. And that many of the most important questions don't have answers. They may have many answers along the way, but they ultimately don't have an answer. I'm thinking about, what is it to be a parent or a husband or a friend? It's endless. Whatever answer we find is just the beginning of another horizon of inquiry. And in a world that often demands of us answers, and I know that there are things that we do need answers. What time is the bus to get the train to get me there on time? There are things that need answers. But I think that for many of us, the world that we live in calls on us to have answers a lot. And what it doesn't do, and this is I'm responding to really to what felt to me was in the heart of what you were saying, is the world doesn't so often give us the opportunity, because the way it demands answers. It doesn't so much give us the opportunity to hang out together in the unanswerable questions which we nevertheless must ask. What really is it to be a human being? What really is it to be alive? What is it to long? What is it to love? What is it to create? So we hugely benefit from having other people around us and being for other people, the ones who can come alongside in that scale of question. And just to say, and this is to pick up on something you said earlier, just to be able to say to one another, I honor your question, that you have this question, I see that. And also to be able to say, and it's a question for me too, and it's unanswerable, I don't have a better answer than you, Lizzie, about what it is to be mortal and to face the inevitability of our own deaths, for example. But I do have a lot of questions, and I have the beginnings of responses. And I know that when you bring me your big questions like that, and this is where Denise Levitov's language is so wonderful in so many ways, that when we hear and receive the questions of others, one of the gifts is that knowing that others are in the same unanswerable question is part of the answer to the unanswerable question. I'm not alone in not understanding what life and death are. I'm not alone in love being a huge mystery. I'm not alone in trying to make any sense about why I or anything or anyone is here. So your questions are answers. And so then beyond that, to be reminded by work like this not to trample on one another's questions, because one of the things about the questions of yours that touch into the tender parts of me might be tempting for me to go, oh, no, let's not talk about that. Let me bat your question away. Because it's vulnerable and hard to be in the really, really big questions. But if I can let myself treat your questions like butterflies opening and closing themselves in my cupped palms, trusting me not to injure them. And if I can receive your questions as if they were the seed of the answer to all I'm asking, then we can be in a conversation that, instead of shutting ourselves down from the conversation or trying to make ourselves feel safe, that's, I think, the thick territory I'm edging into here, is the ways that we try to make ourselves safe when somebody brings us the giantest questions that we cannot even begin to answer for them, even though that might be what we want to do, to take care of them and all of that. There's a real gentleness and courage and when we find our willingness to stay is when we're able to be this, and we need it from one another.
And making this brand new connection, Justin, as you're saying all of this, between uncertainty and asking questions, and how in my questioning state, it's pretty, if I'm asking a big question like the ones you were just asking, it correlates for me that I'm probably in some quite big relationship with uncertainty. Like, I don't know the answer to it, therefore I'm asking it, and therefore it's not fixed, it's not small, there's opening, I'm not certain about anything in the asking moment of that question. And so holding someone's questions in this way seems even more important than it did before we were talking today. Because what's happening is that I'm welcoming that uncertainty in you. And I'm saying yes to all of it. Because when we're in these questions, there's new ground that's being, we're knocking on new doors. We're wandering into fields that we've never been in before when we start asking questions. So then my thoughts go to, well, how do I become a person that's able to hold your questions lightly, delicately, with curiosity like this and not trample on them? And what's my relationship to uncertainty that I can do that for you rather than, shutting things down, like you were saying, to make it all safe around here? For me, for you, for everyone, maybe it's safer to just not ask those questions and get back in the smaller box. And so to say yes and to be a recipient, a holder in these empty hands of the questioning seems also to be how come any of us can find new ground that we really need to find often. We really need new ground sometimes. Like, the old ground is just not working anymore. But in order then to find new ground and not just tinker with the old ground and just make it work, when new ground is genuinely calling, I need you to be at those thresholds with me and for you to be really okay with uncertainty. I need you to stand at the gate with me and go, I don't know either, but I'm here.
So, Lizzie, I can see that we've reached the time for the end of our conversation. And there is so much more to say, of course, as there is every week about this question. Thank you to you so much for being in the midst of the big questions, as you are every week. And thank you, everyone, for being alongside us. We're so grateful to have you with us. We will be back again, all being well, as we always are, next week with another source. And we'll be really, really glad to see you there. Bye bye.
Hi, everyone.